Right now, he's very acceptable. He's a guy who's on a winning streak for a long time with the weather forecast. His name is Pat Pagano, and he's our designated hitter. Good morning, Pat.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm wondering whether or not I'm going to hit a home run for this weekend.
I don't know. You could hit a home run, or else you could lose in the bottom of the ninth.
Really? it just doesn't look it doesn't look sunny or beautiful, that's for sure. We will have partly cloudy skies today, 75 to 80. Clear tonight, 50 to 55. And partly sunny Friday, 75 to 80. That would have made a great weekend. Because Saturday will be cloudy. There could be a little bit of drizzle developing. I wouldn't hold my breath to see some drizzle drops in the mid-60s. A little mist or drizzle possible Sunday, cloudy, 65 to 70. And if we have any showers, Monday, I think it's good in the morning, and then I think in the afternoon, a little bit of sunshine. So that's what I see from here. I'm not too encouraged. What will I do about planning this outdoor party shot for our movie Saturday based on this forecast, which is cloudy and some drizzle? I'm thinking that has to go indoors, and I'm actually thinking right now that it may even be canceled, that shot.
Wow.
We were only putting that shot in the movie for the people who are not starring in the movie. These are like all the
extras.
Well, what do you call them?
Extras?
Yeah, extras. So that's the only reason we were putting that that shot in there. And so far, of all the people that are extras, two of them said they could be there. Everyone else said they can't.
How many extras do you have? How many extras do you have?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I think it's about 8. So 2 out of the 8.
So 25% of your extras say they can't make it.
Right.
Why did they sign up?
Don't ask me. I have no idea. But my point is that if that's the case, going through this trouble just to get them in so they'll be a part of it, and only two are showing up, I could take those two and throw them in any other scene and delete that whole scene and all of that stress about the weather on Saturday, and I could just go indoors and start shooting the stuff that I had scheduled for Sunday. So the quicker I get done, hopefully the quicker I'll be able to close up the cabin and say adios for another season.
Yeah, you got to do something like that. You can't keep you and your producer and your director or whatever can't keep getting walked on all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, ridiculous. So I have one more day to decide. And, we'll see if the weather changes tomorrow. But right now, it doesn't look like it. Tropics are quiet, so you don't have to worry about the tropics. And for the most part, the weather's quiet. There hasn't been too much in the way of severe weather to report. Pat's sitting back and enjoying every little bit of this.
Well, that's good. You should.
Yeah.
You should. I mean, you needed this break.
I did. And I didn't get, a chance to watch any of the movies that you have recommended, because I'm looking at the list here. There's three of them that you have recommended.
You'll get to them sooner. You'll get to them sooner or later.
Yeah, I think so.
They're not going anywhere. They're going to be on demand for forever.
I was telling them, Marshall, when we were sitting down to dinner last Sunday night, I said this movie was easy from the standpoint of a set, because basically Blythe Spirit all takes place in the living room and or dining room. That's it.
Yep.
So from that standpoint, it was easy for me. From the standpoint of interest, you as a viewer being interested, the only way you're going to be interested in this is if the actors are outstanding. Because really, when you don't have a change of scenery in a movie, I mean like the Golden Girls, All in the Family, I Love Lucy. I mean, basically, they stayed on one set, but they were all so good that you did not mind.
Yeah.
You know, that's where that stand out. So I said to them, you know, I still think we should go back to do a TV sitcom. Even if we have to do two of them back to back to be an hour, I said, that's the way to go. I said, because at least it's a little bit of changing here and there. So we were trying to think of sitcoms that were not extremely popular. Not the Golden Girls. Not I Love Lucy. Not All in the Family. They were very popular. When people watch that, if you're going to try to do something like that, they're going to compare you with the original. So we were trying to think of sitcoms that weren't as popular that were on TV. Can you name some?
Well, I think one that you can do, because there's enough time that have passed, that the characters, I really think a takeoff on Happy Days would be very easy for you guys to do. Even though the characters are recognizable, they've been off TV for a long period of time, and I think you guys could have a lot of fun taking one of those episodes and having some fun with it.
You know, that's one I didn't even think about that.
I mean, it's been off air.
Because we have the Fonz and
yeah.
The mother and the father, and you have you got the son, the daughter.
Yeah, I mean, you can really load it up. I mean, you can.
Right.
You also have let's see here, Kevin James. He had a series that ran for 1 year. Called Kevin Can Wait.
I never even heard of that.
Remember Tony Danza? He used to have the Tony Danza show.
Yeah.
He had
that other show. What was it called?
I forget what that was.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. And there was also, well, there was Laverne and Shirley, but then again, and you had Squiggy and Lenny. You know, you had people there. I mean, that was very, very funny as well. But again, you would be compared. Your two main people would be compared to Laverne and Shirley.
How about Lucille Ball? You could take one of the old Lucille Ball episodes.
I Love Lucy?
Yeah.
I think that's a no-no. Well, I don't think anybody could come close to I Love Lucy. I just don't. I don't care how good you are. I just don't think so. I like your idea about Happy Days. I think Happy Days is doable.
And it's not a loser of a show, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Now, do you remember the sitcom? Now, you might not. This was back in the 60s, called My Mother the Car?
Yes, I do.
That's a failed sitcom that you could definitely do?
I remember it, but I mean, as soon as you said that, I remember. I don't remember exactly who was in it, but
how about Mama's Family? Remember?
That was from Carol Burnett.
Yeah, Mama's Family, and that only ran for about 6 years, and that was a funny one. That was a funny one.
I'm writing all of this down. My mother, the car. I'm writing this all down, Marshall, so I remember this. You know, we could do Happy Days meets Laverne and Shirley.
You could have a lot of fun with that. Yeah, there's I could go through a whole list of them, but those are the ones that are on the tops of my mind.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. I like those two right there. I'm going to look into that. Thank you, Marshall.
That's okay. You know, before I became a junior in high school, I used to watch way too much television. Up into the early 60s, I probably used to watch 50 hours of television a week, and I watched too much. So I'm familiar with shows like that because I used to watch them. Okay,
that's great. Thank you, I appreciate it.
All right, Pat. Well, we'll keep on with this boring weather.
Yep, no doubt about it. And enjoy the sun, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye, bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center and in the director's chair here on Robin Hood Radio.